Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And on this lovely sunny Tuesday morning, let's go over to Darren Frell.
Yes, I'm live here at Punchestown, Mary, and you said it. What a wonderful morning. The sun here is shining in the sky. There's a lot of excitement as we look ahead to day one of this great, great festival. This is the finale for the jump season, and I'm looking out here at 170 acres of ground. It is in pristine condition. I can't imagine the work that has gone in to this place over the last weeks and months. Just to give you an idea of that, 170 acres, it's the size of about 40-odd Croke Park. So looks stunning. All quiet now. I'm here in the parade ring, actually, and there's horses. A lot of the English horses are actually out and they're walking around us here. I hope you can hear those sound effects because it's very soothing. I'm joined here by another man who is, well, you're just calmness personified, really, Richie Galway. You are the racing manager here at Punchestown. And first of all, well done on how the place looks. What sort of work has gone on here in the last few months?
Thanks, Aaron. Big team effort. We've been prepping for a year. We prepped for a year for this. But Sean Ryan, our track manager, and his team do a fantastic job, as you say, 170 acres, and they treat every square inch of it like it is Croke Park. We've been watering for a month. The man above helped us out for a week, and that was badly needed last week. But we're watering today again, and we'll be doing so through the week. It's a long time since we've had a forecast like we have. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny, dry, warm week in Punchestown. I can't remember saying that in the last 20 years. So,
well, you're due it now.
We are due it. We're really excited. Some fantastic racing. Willie's hometown. Brilliant support from Willie after winning an amazing championship in the UK. The UK involvement is bigger than it's ever been. We've run out of stables. We have 38 English stables here, and we've had to stable some horses in the Curra. And that UK involvement is crucial to our success. It's kind of unique to Punchestown that they come in the numbers they do. We have 10 UK runners in the Albert Bartlett Triple Crown Series final today. I think we were chatting about it last night. I think that's the biggest UK runners number in an Irish race. So really excited. A fantastic 5 days ahead.
And the festival itself, look, it's nearly one of the most important dates in the sporting calendar in this country. But what does it mean for you, the horse racing industry, and the community here as well?
So it's the celebration of the end of our season. And, you know, it comes after Cheltenham, it comes after Aintree, it comes after Leopardstown. And it gives us an opportunity to have all of those rematches that we need to have at the end of the season to see where the champions are. Obviously, Constitution Hill has had a tough season, but he gets an opportunity to put that right on Friday in the Boodles Champion Hurdle, one of the most exciting horses we've seen in a number of years. But he's taken on a reigning Champion Hurdle winner, Sky Ace, Jeremy Scott's mare, and obviously Stateman, who's a fantastic record around here. And we see that through the week. Brilliant championship, William Hill Champion Chase today. So there's fantastic matches through the week, and we have lots of opportunities for smaller owners and trainers. We have Banks races on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Very important race today. A great man that ran this place for 20 years, Dick O'Sullivan, has a runner in the 2 mile.
What a character.
A very special man. So the most important horse running here this week for us is Impero in the Killishy Handicap Hurdle. Today, Dick is to racing what Mikko was to football, and if he can win, there'll be serious celebrations.
We'll watch out. Richie, good luck today. Thanks for joining us.
I just want to say one thing, and I know every event says it. Please, anyone thinking of coming racing, go onto our website, punchestown.com, buy tickets in advance, look at the transport options, use public transport if you can.
Because it is an ordeal to get out there for some.
I think this week, we say it every year, this week is going to be gangbusters. If I can go on the ticket requests and the demands from my kids and their pals, it's going to be very busy. So come early, use the transport options and buy your tickets in advance, please.
So that is just be organised, essentially, isn't it?
Please, if you can.
Yeah. Okay, Richie, thank you for that. Just a couple of headlines before I go. We have the first of the Champions League semi-finals tonight. It's Arsenal and PSG at 8 o'clock. Leinster's Orji Snyman, he's been given the all-clear for Saturday's Champions Cup semi-final against Northampton. James Ryan is a doubt, though. And Kerry had a big win in the Dada Hotel Group Munster Under-20 Football Championship last night. Very impressive in their win against Cork. I'll have more at 8:30.
Look forward to it, Darren. Thank you very much indeed.